This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our study of Ecclesiastes with Draw Near to Listen, Vanity of Wealth, Enjoyment in Toil, To the One Place, and A Striving After Wind. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
From Luke, the 13th chapter. He said, therefore, "What is the kingdom of God like, and to what shall I compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his garden, and it grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches." And again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour until it was all leavened." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, and whose sin is put away.
He was delivered up to death.
with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins.
He was delivered us to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
Grace you in peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to begin by taking all the fun out of the sermon this morning by telling you at the outset what it's really all about. This is a sermon about Lent and about the journey to Jerusalem. What that means is that this is a sermon about the cross. Now, it is not my intention to offend any of the scholars here among us today, but I am going to try my hand at pronouncing a little Latin nonetheless. Crux sola est nostra theologia. The cross alone is our theology. These are the words of Dr. Luther and two of every Lutheran sermon. Or to put it another way, if you can take the cross out of the sermon, and they can get along just as well without it, it is not a Lutheran sermon. For as Lutherans, we preach Christ crucified. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified, says St. Paul. Still more Lutheran is this: I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The small catechism bids us to begin each day and to end each day with the sign of the Holy Cross. And thus each day is set to be lived in our baptism, which incorporated us with the death and resurrection of Jesus. At baptism, the cross, which is the abbreviated name of God, was inscribed upon us. And where his name is, there is the Lord. Where his doxa is, there is the Lord. His doxa, his kavod, locates him. And this glory, his glory, is enthroned on the cross. The hateful gallows of Jerusalem really are the most beautiful architecture ever erected on the earth. They are the tree of life from whence comes our life with God. During the stations of the cross, Christians say over and over again, "We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world." So what does all this have to do with us? Well, the cross alone is our theology is the quintessential definition of what Lent is. During this holy season of repentance, we mourn for our sins. We have been selfish, greedy, impatient, angry, lustful, and full of pride. We have hurt ourselves and our loved ones. We have failed to serve and love our neighbors as ourselves. Let us repent and set our faces toward Jerusalem. For we know that we have been far too attached to this world, too afraid to leave behind its pleasures. We are desperately in need of a Savior. But for all that, let us not sorrow, for the love of God has sent the Son to be handed over to Gentiles, to be mocked, shamefully treated, spit upon, flogged, and crucified. In that, let us give thanks and rejoice. Let us be like blind Bartimaeus, who after having his blindness cured, followed along to Jerusalem, glorifying God, knowing that leaving behind our sins is like leaving behind blindness. And this is what we want this Lenten tide: to be free of sin, O Lord. We go to Jerusalem, for there on the Holy Cross is the love of God that would not bend or turn. There is the love that purifies and saves and declares sinners like us to be the saints of God. And let us not forget the end of that prophecy, now known in history, that for all the sorrows and the hell that our Lord suffered, on the third day he rose again. We go to Jerusalem not just because there Jesus pays for our sins, but also because Jesus lives. For our Lord Jesus Christ is like a grain of mustard seed sown into the virgin soil of Mary's womb, a shoot springing forth from the stump of Jesse, through whom the kingdom of God comes. And from that humble seed grows the great tree of the cross, and in its branches nests the redemption of all the cosmos. Or to put it another way, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whether we understand these things or are as confused and stubborn, uncertain and fearful as the disciples, let us follow to Jerusalem and the Holy Cross of Jesus Christ. And we follow him not simply by some effort of the imagination, but we follow him by partaking of his holy body and blood. For there at the altar is the fruit of the cross, the gift of the resurrection. What is it that you want this Lententide? To be given sight from blindness? To be free of sin? Or perhaps it is simply this: to be with you, O Lord, wherever you may be and wherever you may lead. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Help us, O Lord.
in our time of our tribulation, in our time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment.
Help us, O Lord.
We poor sinners implore you. Christian Church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit. To raise those who fall and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed. Give all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all. Forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, Lord
Jesus Christ, Son of God. Takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. us according to our sins. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you desire not the death of a sinner, but rather that we turn from our evil ways and live. Graciously spare us those punishments which we by our sins have deserved, and grant us always to serve you in holiness and pureness of living. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.